On the Big Sports Breakfast, let's take a closer look at what's happening in the world of soccer, thanks to Wideline Windows and Doors, Parramatta, Tuggera and Broadmeadow.
Well, Jared Tyson, he's the Wanderers goalie, he joins us now. G'day, Jared.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, mate. How's it all travelling at the Wanderers? I know your coach has got to come up with $3,000.
You had to chip in?
Yeah, look, it's been an interesting start to the season for us, but, you know, we've got a fantastic game at home this Friday night against Brisbane Roar, and all our attention at the moment is focused on that, and we're just looking forward to getting out there in front of our home fans and being able to fight for another 3 points.
Talking about fighting, mate, it's not easy to be in the starting 11, but you got yourself in goals, which is terrific, and has it been frustrating for you to be on the sidelines a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose as a goalkeeper, the hardest thing is there's only one position on the field. You know, sometimes for the outfield players, you know, they've always got that position that they're comfortable in and they enjoy playing in, but they can also be thrown in at a different position depending on the requirements of the team. But I suppose in someone in my situation that finds themselves in that reserve goalkeeping position, it's definitely a bit of a mental battle, but I suppose over the last few years, I've found a process that has allowed me to stay positive and stay fit and healthy and focus on doing the job and being ready for when that opportunity came. And obviously, that opportunity came on Friday night against Melbourne City. And you know, I was happy with how I went, and definitely hoping to push on from here.
Yeah, well, Popper's obviously got a lot of faith in you, mate. So that's good if the coach is backing you.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the one thing that this club, you know, really has going for itself is that you know, Popper has a lot of faith in every player in the squad, and you know, it doesn't matter the occasion or the game or the player, whether it's one of our young players like Lachie Scott who's been doing fantastic for us this season, or whether it's one of the I suppose I'm in that older bracket, but you know, someone like myself that doesn't have a lot of A-League experience. You know, he signed me for the first time 5 years ago and showed a lot of faith in me and, you know, brought me back this season has continued to show that faith and support in me and obviously, you know, has given me my opportunity now to show what I've got.
Jared, at least you can say, oh, I went pretty good. It was only that Tim Cahill bloke who got past me.
Yeah, look, it was, I honestly think that defensively it's probably one of the best games we've played this year. So, you know, conceding a goal was certainly, you know, in my eyes, very undeserved. And, you know, it was just a really awkward one that they got where the ball got whipped in. And, yeah, you know, obviously Fornaroli and Cahill, both fantastic attackers, have come in at the ball. And I've had to make a reaction based on the first play, which was Fornaroli going back post. So, obviously sort of took myself out of the game once Cahill showed his class and got in there, took the ball and put it in at the front post. So, you know, disappointing, but, you know, like I said, I think it was one of our better defensive performances this year, and we're definitely looking to improve again and take that same approach into this Friday against Brisbane.
Only one win, that's the four draws, and probably most of those draws, you should have come up with the win there. That's the frustration you've got to work through, I suppose.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, as a group, we're remaining very positive because, yes, we've picked up a few draws this year, but, you know, we're still undefeated at our new home at Spotless Stadium, and a lot of the style of play that we're trying to implement this year, we're seeing patches of it and each week we're seeing longer and longer patches of that game coming to fruition, which is positive. So we're certainly not getting down about it. And, you know, each day we come to training and look to improve more. And like I said, this Friday against Brisbane Roar is another fantastic opportunity to get back to the Spotless Stadium in front of our fans and hopefully, you know, pick up that first win of the season.
Well, they're one of the really informed teams of the A-League competition. I know we're only 7 rounds into the comp, but their past month has been fantastic, the Brisbane Roar. Just at Spotless Stadium, not being that rectangular football stadium, Jared, is it better for a keeper not to have the crowd directly behind you giving it to you the whole time? I mean, normally you want the atmosphere close, but for a goalkeeper, I'm thinking, geez, you could hear a lot of stuff.
Yeah, look, to be honest, I think we've been spoiled rotten in the first couple of years being at Parramatta Stadium. It's such a fantastic facility. And when you've got the best fans and the most vocal fans in the league, having that really close environment made for an outstanding night of football. We, you know, I'm not going to lie and say that it's the same as Parramatta Stadium. I think we've probably lost a little bit of that, but our fans are still fantastic, and the atmosphere that they generate on a match day at Spotless Stadium is still second to none. So, you know, I suppose being on the field, it was a little bit different, but at the same time, I suppose, you know, for me in that first game, my sole focus was on the game, and I didn't really have too much time to focus on the fans and what they were saying or what they weren't saying. And, you know, we're lucky to always have a big home support, and a lot of the stuff that was coming from the stands was positive. So that was fantastic.
Good on you, mate. Well, listen, good luck against the Brisbane Roar. They're sitting third on the table, so it'll be a tough one, but you are at home, so we wish you well.
Yep, looking forward to it, guys, and thanks for chatting.
Well done. So the Wanderers take on the Roar. It's Friday night at 7:50 at Spotless. Wanderers 2:35, the Draw 3:50, and the Roar $2.75.